We are on Chav Beis Amid Beis. We just had one shot in the Gemara, and now we're going to learn a second shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Zutra came along, and he said, "Hainu derami bar chama." So to quickly review what was said yesterday, in short, without getting into detail, the Rabbeinu Tam learned, derami bar chama was saying that there's a difference between Hafaras HaBaal and Hataras HaBezen. That even if you learn a Baal Maker Akar, even if you learn that the husband has a right to remove the netter retroactive, it's not as retroactive as a Chacham. Because a Chacham creates that the netter was an error. Charata Pesach, he makes that the netter was an error, and it means it never existed. A husband is not doing that. The woman has no Charata, she has no Pesach. He's canceling it without her agreement. It doesn't make a difference. So then the Torah's Gzeiras HaKasuv is not that it never existed. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Torah's Gzeiras HaKasuv is it exists for a split second, and then he's accurate after that split second. But it's, the Torah gave him a right to remove it retroactively after that split second. But that split second, there wasn't a Gzeiras. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara now. Please, if you don't mind. But basically, Rabbi Muhammad built on that, that even if you hold Baal Maker Akar, a woman that says Vani, might be going back to the woman's, there would be a Havamina to say that she might be going back and accepting the original, not the post after the second. Okay, I don't want to go through the whole Gemara again. It's going to take me another 45 minutes. Again, the learning is to say Chanishmas, Chaim Ben David, Dr. Herbert Harris, on the occasion of his 35, I don't know if you call it an occasion, on the occasion of the 31st yard site, sponsored, may the Neshama, may the learning be a leave for the Neshama, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Harris. We are up to the middle of the rush, and the V'hayakasha L'haram, I have no idea how to identify it in the other people's rush. In my and Repaito's print, it is on the first column, about 10 lines in the bottom. I have it 10 lines in the bottom, about 10 lines, and it says, Vayakasha L'maram, it's in bold letters. The fifth wide line, that's where I have it. Did anybody find it over there in the other print? What? You're not the same? You have it in the first wide line, I have it in the fifth wide line.
How's it start?
Vayakasha L'maram, L'haram. I help people find it. Can I borrow your Gemara?
Thank
medium over there in your print.
Vayakasha
L'haram?
Yes. Big
lines. Vayakasha L'haram, Al-Derech Pirush. The Ram had a question on this shot. I don't know where you have it in yours. I have. They have it on the second middle line. I don't know if you have middle lines there. He said the second wide line.
Oh, that's what you mean. I'm sorry. Second of the middle lines.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was
a middle line. That's what I was trying to say. Right. Vayakasha L'haram. What? No. The Ram is, I assume the Maram in Rittenberg, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. The Rush was a Talmud of the Maram in Rittenberg, so it makes sense that he would refer to his Rebbe, but I have no, he was, by the way, according to Rabbi Dr. Marcus Lehman, Rabbi Marcus Lehman, he was the Maram Rittenberg's son-in-law as well. I don't know whether that's a historical fact, or Rabbi Lehman, who did a wonderful job in a time when nobody knew how to write anything for anybody, for the population. He wrote books for his daughter so they shouldn't read Geisha books in the 1800s, and he deserves an unbelievable amount of credit for that. He was a chash of a rab in Germany, but I don't know whether all his historical facts are, it's based on historical facts. I don't know if you can rely on everything as a historical fact. Vayikashel Arab, al derech per adas perizu. The boy Lameymar, the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say, I have the word the svira, it's an added word you probably don't have. The svira the mazutra. The mazutra holds, the avagav, the baal meikar, have a chavita asura. The mazutra holds that even though it's retroactive, but the friend can be usher because she's going on the first second. That was Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, that even if you hold it's uprooted, but it was there for a second, and therefore when the second one said v'ani, it might be for that second. Because u'el, shitalelu tamida, demiyakarakun chavar tishaya. And when the Gemara brought the original shayla, whether her husband uproots or cuts it, the Gemara said clearly there that if it uproots, the second one is mutter. When we brought this shayla in last week's Gemara, does a husband uproot or not? The Gemara said, what's the difference if a woman said, and I, and then the husband was made for, is the second one usher or mutter? The Gemara said that as a simple statement. Uprooting means total uprooting. No 1 second it's chal. And all of a sudden, Rav Zutra comes along and disputes that whole thing that we said last week's Gemara. He introduces a new concept that last week's Gemara didn't know. Dr. Rav, it doesn't make sense. Here the Gemara has a shayla. The Gemara proves Megas Gaius all the way back on Chaval Vadeh. One of the ways the Gemara wanted to say it proves it is the fact that the second one is usher. And the Gemara does not entertain that there's a Havamina that you could uproot it, but not uproot it completely like the Chacham. Comes along Rav Zutra, going to Rabbeinu Tam, and introduces a whole new concept that the Gemara did not know the whole time. It's a very difficult thing to say that the Gemara made one assumption and Rav Zutra is coming along and changing the whole basis of the whole Shaila. That's what the Ram doesn't like. Therefore, V'hoyim Mefarish, so the Maram explained, the Vadai Mahabraisa Pashtina the Megas Gaius. That Braisa which we brought in the Amid Aleph that said if the husband's made for the second one is Usher, right? That the Gemara proved from there the Megas Gaius on Chabez Amid Aleph. The Gemara brought a Raya. A woman said she's a Nazira. Her friend said Vani. The husband was Mefer. The Gemara said the second one is still Usher. So Rabbeinu Tam said that Rav Zutra was saying that it's Usher because she's being in that first second. Ram doesn't agree to that first second. It doesn't exist. Therefore, it's a proof that the husband cuts it from now and this woman was a Nazira till now. Ram does not agree to say that you can say it's retroactive and not the same retroactivity. There's no such thing. Therefore, he says that Gemara's Raya is a right. And the two Brises are disagreeing. There was one Brise that we proved Mekar Akar. That was the one with the Chatas Haif. And there was one Brise that we proved Megas Gaius. Rav Zutra is not coming to answer that contradiction. Unlike yesterday's shot, the Rav Zutra came along and wanted to resolve the contradiction of the Brises. He's not doing that. V'achi kamar Mar Zutra. All Mar Zutra is saying as follows. Tivshut Mahacha Boye the Rami Barchama. From this discussion, the fact that you're willing to say, according to one Braisa, that the husband cuts it, right? Let's point the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Harei Olai Kabasa Zivchei Shlomim Mahu. Now here comes the Ram, and he learns a whole different shot in Rami Bar Chama. There's Basar Shlomim, right? There's Basar Shlomim. And he has not done Zrika yet. Unlike yesterday, that we learned is talking about after Zrika. The Ram says, this is Basar Shlomim, that he has not done Zrika yet. Usvirulei, the Rami Rami Balchama, have a kimatvis lifnei Zrika. It's like he was matvis before Zrika. It's talking about he was matvis. V'yachekach nizra kadam. So there was a piece of Shlomim here before Zrika. And he said this food should be like that food. And then that food changed. It went from before Zrika to after Zrika. The Shlomim changed. Again, let us present the case. Reuven walks over and says, this piece of meat should be like this shlamim, which is now in a state of before Zrika. Then they did Zrika. So the shlamim changed. Does the piece of meat change? He said it before Zrika. At that point, the shlamim was usher, but then he did Zrika. He had said that this piece of meat or this bread or this produce should be like the shlamim before the Zrika. Then they changed the status of the shlamim and turned it into post-Zrika. Does that affect the other produces not? That's how we understood Rami Bachar Mishaila. Can the fact that the shlamim change the things you made like the shlamim? Because the shlamim changed. And the guy, when he said, well, hold a second, maybe he means to say, I want it to be exactly like this is going to be for its rest of its history. Again, I need 2 minutes to explain this. I need it to be exactly like the shlamim is going to be. And as the shlamim changes, my thing will change. Let's go back to the case of the lady. She said, Vani. The first one was in the zero. She said, Vani. The husband is Mefer, cuts it. Now, if a woman means I'm going to be exactly like that other lady, as that lady changes, I will change. Or does it mean I want to be exactly like that lady now? What happens in the future, if not retroactive, doesn't affect it. So it's similar to shlamim. The shlamim changed. Does the produce change or not? By the fact that we see by the woman it doesn't change, is a raya that it doesn't change in the produce either. I'd like to read it inside. Does the person mean the way it was originally? What does that mean? Now here comes the clincher. Why should it change? Why should I say the guy meant to go along with the shlomim? He knows that Zrik is going to happen. It's built into shlamim. The kibun the chavayt, so therefore he means to be, I want it to follow the way of shlamim. The kibun the chazin in hacha, the megis guy is chaver tasura. We see it doesn't affect the woman, even though the second woman knows that there's a very, very good chance that the first woman's husband's going to be mefer. Most husbands do not like their wife to be naziris. And therefore, the second woman knows right away, this woman says she's nazira, it probably ain't going to last too long. And she's a Zani. It's very similar to shlamim, that the guy there, he knows for sure it's not going to last long. Here she's contemplating that it's probably not going to last long. So to Rami Bar Chama, to Rajutra, this is a very analogous case. You're making yourself like something that you know will change. Do you mean to go along with the change or not? Over here we said no, so by shlamim it's also no. Shmami na be'ikra kamatvis, shagam hiya dash, shesoy fi yechayla lovis li dehetra adeaforas maila. She knows it can come to heter by that forest of the bow. Period. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Nothing to do with a noob shot in a retroactivity. A whole new thing. A woman says vani. When she says vani, she's well aware that there's a very, very good chance that the first one's Naziris is very short-lived. So when she says vani, does she mean like now? Or does she mean I want to go along for the ride? The Mishnah says, she means like now, the Braisa says. She's usher. So let's go to Rami Bar Chama's case. A guy said he's going to be like meat before shlamim, as it is before shlamim. He didn't say the word before shlamim, it is before shlamim. He knows that this is going to change. Does he mean to go along for the ride or not? We see that he does not mean to go along for the ride. That's the Rav's shot.
Why would a woman?
Dr. Schwab has been waiting patiently for her. Yes.
It's very easy to express in two words.
What?
It's very easy to say in two words, whether or not the relationship is static or dynamic.
I'd rather explain it my way because I know what words mean. Yes.
But, no, so the question is, does anyone now extend? This brings up an incredible number of problems, which is most, let's say that the two women now are entangled in physical terms. If the first woman now finishes her nazirah, brings karbana, does that mean the second one doesn't have to be?
No, of course not. No, because his question is, going along for the ride meaning for the Naziris to last. The consequences of Naziris are not effective.
That's not what you said. What you said is, I'm saying, I am like this person. Now, that if you, it is a dynamic...
It only means in the acceptance of the Naziris, in the keeping of the Naziris. So not
that's,
the Kabbalah.
That's a further condition.
Yes. Yes.
I have two questions. First one, why would a woman go along for the ride?
Yeah, let her talk to a therapist.
I didn't think I'd
say. Okay,
that's what I thought.
You knew what I was going to say, yes.
The second question,
I
mentioned all yesterday, I couldn't figure it out.
You know, I should start advertising for certain therapists, then maybe I can make some money on advertising, yes.
what happens to the boss or the Sarika makes a difference?
You can eat it. Before Zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. After Zrika, you can sit down and have a barbecued shulman.
This is actually a little bit... It has nothing to do with the kapara.
What?
It has nothing to do with the kapara, whatever Zrika does.
Well, Zrika does the kapara. That's why you have to wait for Zrika.
Right. Okay.
Dare I say that that makes a different
state.
Rami. Yes.
Zrika is a for sure. How far is it maybe?
Okay. So that's the Gemara's it. Okay, that's the Shaila. So that's why I was very careful to say that most husbands don't like Nazirison, because I knew you were going to ask that question. So therefore, I said it's almost the same. Almost the same. Almost the same. Now, Darius, you were going to ask something?
No, it seems like the second explanation seems a bit easier to understand.
That's why the Rambam learned that way. Zuck the Rashba, there's a problem. And I'll explain the problem outside over the inside. The whole Masechta Nedarim explains the Gemara that's talking about after Zrika the Shaila. Till now, whenever we learn Rabbi Bar Chama, the meat was after Zrika. All of a sudden, we come up with a new shot, Rabbi Bar Chama, that the Shaila is that the meat's before Zrika. It doesn't fit with the rest of the Sugyas. Zuck the Rashmi Ukasha. The Benedarim Mashba, the Rabbi Bar Chama Lacha Zrika Mau. The Chalas Sugya, the Hasan Mukhachat Lacha Zrika Mairi. Right? Those words you don't have there. The Ein Zemediv Rami Mechama. Rami Mechama never explained his Shaila. He just said, Harei Alaika Basar Shlomim. You can understand Rami Mechama two different ways. The Gemara Nedarim understood it one way, and Rav Zutra understood it the other way. It's not that Rami Mechama explained his Shaila, and now Rav Zutra is coming along and saying, I disagree. The Gemara Nedarim assumed that was Rami Mechama's Shaila. He said words that can be interpreted two ways. And this we find through Shas, and the Rush is going to bring two other examples. Now you find that the Gemara has a Shaila, and the two Sugyas in the Gemara understand the Shaila two different ways. Because the person that said the Shaila didn't explain himself. So you can understand the Shaila one way, you can understand the Shaila the other way. So the fact that Nedarim understood it after Zrika, Rav Zutra understands it before Zrika. The Ein Zemediver Rami Bechama, the Yuma Stam Kamar, he said, Stam Kabai, Sugya the Hasam Srile, the Lach Zrika. There, the Gemara understood it's after Zrika. Kaboy. That's why the Gemara added the words there, Lacha Zrika Zamim. Rami Muhammad never said the words Lacha Zrika, which is what the Gemara in the Dharm quotes him as saying. He just said his Shaila, the Gemara interpreted it Lacha Zrika. There's a Shaila when you give a guy something to fix. Does he become a partial owner until you pay him? In Bamatia, the ninth parak, it talks about whether you have to pay him the same day. You have to pay your employee the day he finishes his work. Now, if the guy is doing a contract, he improved something, you gave him wood and he built a box. If he's an owner, you're buying it from him. There's no halacha of selling. If he's not an owner, then he's an employee, then you have to pay him. That's what the Gemara learns the Shaila is in Baba Metziah. Go to Baba Kama, and the Gemara brings a whole different shot in that Shaila. So you see that you can have the words Umm and Kaida Beshwachli and interpret it two different ways. The Chaim Boy, the Shinu Tsiris. The Shaila Gemara Baba Kama with a Tsiris, which is an animal stepping on a pebble which flies. What if it did it by a Shinui? It's explained many different ways. So at the end of the day, we now have two distinct shatim in this Gemara. And I'm going to review it very quickly. Again, only because I have some clarity. before we move on. And that is shot number one. We had a contradiction in brachos. One brachos said that she brings a chatas haif, not an oil haif. And the Gemara ended up saying that meant baal me'ekar akar, that a husband uproots it to begin with. That was one brachos. The other brachos said, a woman says she's in a zira. Her friend said, I am like you. The husband, is first one is mefer, second one remains in her zirus, is a raya that he cuts it where it is, not me'ekar akar. So we last week left it as an argument between brachos. Comes along Rav Zutra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and says, no, it's not an argument. Because Mekar Akar is a totally different story. It's not the same Mekar Akar as the Chachamim. Mekar Akar just means he cuts it a second after it's Chal. But there was a Naziris. Therefore, when the woman said Vani, she meant that first second. She didn't mean where it is now, which is already after, because he was Iker, like, after a split second, it's gone. By the time the woman says Vani, it's gone. But the Torah says she meant the way you weren't originally. So Rabbi Bachama, so Rabbi Zutra said, like the Shaila of Rabbi Bachama, we're going to say the same thing over there. That when the guy said Kibbutz Shlomim after Zrika, he doesn't mean now. He means like it was in the... Why would he say like now? Why would the woman say she's like the woman now when she's not in a zero? She's wasting her words. She's talking shtusim. Must be she means the original. Same thing by Shlomim. The Gemara answered, no, it's not the same. By Shlomim, people would say like now because they still think it's carbon. Because they have some halakas of carbon. Therefore, they would make that mistake to me now, even though by the woman, there's no reason for her to meet now if the other woman is not in a zira. The Amri said, yes, it is similar. That was the first shot of the Gemara. Second shot of the Gemara says, Rav Zutra has nothing to do with the Shaila before. If you hold Mekar Akar, it's exactly like a Chacham. It's gone, no thing. Rav Zutra is coming along and saying a whole new thing. Rav Zutra is coming along and saying that what the Shaila is, he's saying another pshat. That pshat is that when a woman says, Vani, she doesn't mean I'm going along for the ride. She means I am like you are now, which is in a zero because Megas Gaias, the husband cuts it, not retroactive. And she doesn't mean to say, I am like you for the rest of the story. Therefore, Rav Zutra says, the same thing is true by Kachem. When the guy says before Zrika, he knows it's going to change, but he doesn't mean he wants this meat to travel that road. So the Gemara might not be true, because by Kachem, since it still remains some Kedusha, he might want it to go along for the rest of the road. Here, there's nothing left. Why would she go along for the rest of the road? And the Gemara, others said, no, it is similar. That's the same Gemara. So two different distinct pshatim in the Gemara. Pick your choice, not that you have a choice. You have two pshatim, that's how to learn. So to the next Rosh, Ikka the Army Highly Rabbi Bachama, the Ein Lechalik B'neim. I Amin and Hacha B'Ikra Kamatris, who has in B'Rabbi Bachama. If you're B'Ikra, then it's like Rabbi Bachama. To be B'Ile, period. Okay, now we get to the next Gemara.
So do we know which one did uproot or cut?
What? It's according to this, it's Machlokes two prizes. The Velt, the Sugyas Hashas, meaning if you go through other Gemaras, the Gemara always assumes the Baal is Megas Gaias. Meaning even though here the Gemara has a Brisa one way and Brisa the other way, the Rishayim has begat that the Gemara throughout Shas feels the first Raya is not compelling enough. You can get out of it, even though the Gemara didn't. And therefore, they all go that the Sugya Sashas, you learn the Darim, you learn other Masechtas, the assumption throughout Shas is Baal Megas Gaias. That he cuts it, it's not retroactive. That's how the Rishonim learn. It's according to Rabbeinu Tam, it ends up that the Sugya Sashas is not like Rav Zutra, who wanted to say this new way of understanding Mekar Akar. But again, the Sugyas Hashas learns about Megas Gaias, not Akar Akar. Back to Gemara Vayta. Amra Vayyavra, I'm sorry. Amra, where is it? Hayne Rabbi Yochama Vaday. Amra lo hareini nezira b'ikveich. The word ikveich means in your steps. In your, how does he translate? In your path, in your footsteps. That's what it is. Mahu. Is that different than Vani? Well, I shouldn't say that. What does it mean? Forget about Vani. What does it mean? Does Be'ikvech mean your footsteps the whole way? Or does Be'ikvech mean in your footsteps now? Now, with the Aram's shot, this fits right in. because that was the whole discussion of Rav Zutra, that he was saying, does the woman want to go the whole way or not, right? But now we're saying Be'ikvech. What happens by Be'ikvech? Hareini Be'ikvech B'kula Milsa? Does she mean I want to be in your footsteps throughout the whole path? V'sharya, she's permitted. Aduma can become a Delevu L'Baila. I want to be in your footsteps as we are now, Vatira. That's the Shaila. So the question now becomes, does Ikvech change anything? That's the Shaila. Dr. Rush. Umibayle, I amra harein in the zira be'ikvech. Mi aminam be'ikvech means b'saifech mashma, as you're going to end up. K'shahavar l'abayla gam sais mashma. And when the husband cancels it, she's also included. Aduma be'ikvech aviv k'mi be'ikvech. As you are now, be'asura. Tashma. Now the Gemara understands now that va'ani is like be'ikvech. The Gemara's Havamina is now that Vani is like Be'ikvech. Or at least the Gemara wants to prove, assuming that Vani is like the Ikvech, because if not, the Gemara doesn't understand Shat in the following Brisa, Mishnah. Ishish an Azra ben Azra. A woman became an Azra. V'shama b'ay l'vama Vani. Ein a yachol ha'afer. Why not? Why can't he be made for hers and remain an Azra? We had this discussion before. The Gemara now is operating at neutral. We don't know pshat in that Mishnah. Why can't the husband be made for? All he meant was he's going to be like her now, and then he cancels her Naziris. Why can't he cancel her Naziris? If you're all Megas Gaias, why can't he cancel her Naziris? The Gemara is assuming Megas Gaias. Because if you're all Mekar Akar, he's uprooting his Naziris retroactive. He can't do that. But we're holding now Megas Gaias. All he does is cut her. She says she's in a zira. She is in a zira. And then he says, Vani. And then 2 minutes later, he's made for hers. But for those 2 minutes, she was in a zira. And he said he's like her, and she's in a zira. Why in the world can't he do it? The Gemara is assuming again that Vani is not that. We're not Mekar Akar. Nothing is retroactive. It's all from now and on. If it's from now and on, why can't he be made for? If Areini Be'ikvech means the way you are now, not your whole future, why can't he be made for hers? Not it. Must be that Vani means I'm going along for the whole road. If Vani means I'm going along for the whole road, so does Be'ikvech. Because by being made for hers, he's being made for his. It wouldn't be the husband. It would be somebody else that says, Areini Be'ikvech. She would be mutter. And for the Gemara, no. Le'aylam was the Bach adds. Le'aylam be'ikara kamatvis. No. I could say he's not going along for the whole road. But over here, Vani is an approval of her Naziris. We spoke this out last week. Saying Vani means I approve of your Naziris. Once he approved of it, he can't be made for unless he goes to Bezin to remove it. We went through this last week. The Olam Bikarakamatris. Like he's agreeing. Be he can go to Bezin and remove it. Again, last week we had this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to prove that that you oiker it. Now the Gemara, and there's the Gemara answer, the same answer it answers here, that he's being Mekayim. Here the Gemara is trying to prove, even if Megas Gaias, he can't be made for because he is going along for the whole road. And for the Gemara, no, he's not going along for the whole road. All it means is, by saying Vani, he approved it. Once you approve it, you can't remove it. Zakhtar Rush. Tashima Isha Shiranda Benazav Shama Baal Vamar Vani and Yachal Hafer. Meaning, why is this Rasha a problem? We had a case of Vani right before, we didn't say mean the whole road, only Be'ikvech with the Shaila. So the Rush learns that since he can be made for, his Vani is a different Ani as the woman's Ani. When a woman becomes an Azir and the other woman says Vani, she might mean right away. But a husband that says Vani, he knows what he can do, so he means I'm going along for the whole road, and if I sign to be made for yours, I mean to be made for mine. Ki boy, tali saiv nidra, because it depends on him what happens. It won't be mevato nidra. Elavadai bekulam osemat. Shem yafer l'shala gam nidra bato. The answer is no. He doesn't. He's being mekayim. Really, he doesn't mean to go along with the whole road. He's being mekayim. So again, what was the havamina? The vani is like beikveis. A regular vani is not like beikveis. We had that before. The second woman said vani. Nobody said that it goes along for the whole ride. I mean, once we answered that, right, that was Rabbi Bachama wanted to say, that was the Shaila, but not everybody agreed. The answer is, because here the vani is a different vani, because he's in charge. He can be made for. So his vani is, I'm like you and I'll decide what happens. So because he has that ability to decide, he means to go along for the whole ride. And the Gemara's answer is, that's not the reason. Not going along for the whole ride, he's being Mekayim. Zakhti Gemara Vaiter. Harein Nusogya. Hareini Nazir Va'at V'amra Amen.
What was the
answer?
He's going for the whole ride?
That was the highest Shiloh. And the Gemara's answer is, no, he's not. But by saying Vani, he's approving your Naziris.
So he's approving
her.
He can't be made for her. But
he can't be made for her because he was Mekayim.
Right. But if a Chacham...
Anybody can remove a Neder from a Chacham. He can't block his wife from removing a neder from a chacham.
And he remains a...
Yeah, no, it's not true. If he said vani and she removes it by a chacham, he's gone. His Naziris is gone. It never existed.
The first is gone by a chacham. Is it also gone? Yes.
Yeah, 100%. That's like we had before. There's the domino theory. For those who remember the domino theory.
We don't bring in this tomorrow. Yeah.
We had this same Gemara last week. We didn't bring it in that Shiloh. I don't know what you mean exactly with Shiloh.
Right. The last Shiloh, last time we saw this, we had two problems with him. First of all,
the Gemara Havamina was he's Ikerit, right. So then he's being Matra's own debtor.
Right.
And the Gemara's answer was, no, he's not Ikerit, he's Megas Gaius, and therefore he's only the reason he can't do it is because he's Mekayim. Here the Gemara's Havamina was, even if Megas Gaius, he's still taking away his own netter because he's going along for the ride. Gemara's answer is no, it's not going along for the ride, but it's the same answer on two different Havaminas.
If he's going for a ride, that means he follows whatever happens to her.
Correct.
And that's how we end up, and I'm repeating myself.
No, we're not ending up that way.
We end up the week.
We don't know, that was a Shiloh, I read a big fact, it's not proved.
So we don't know this.
Fine. We don't know. All we're saying, we can't prove it. That's the Gemara Vaiter. Hareini Nazir Va'at. The guy says he's a Nazir. He turns to his wife and says, how about you? Va'amra Amen. Mefer Shalah V'Shalah Yikayim. Because she became a Nazir after him. He can be made for hers and his remains. Frank the Gemara Uriminu. Hareini Nazir Va'at. Va'amra Amen. Shneim Asurim. They're both Asur. Meaning, he said, Amen, he's stuck. Can't be made for hers. Mimlav, and if she doesn't say Amen, Shnei Mutarim. Now, that's not what it sounds like in our Mishnah. He said, I am a Nazir, how about you? What if she keeps quiet? So, this Bryce is saying, he's not a Nazir. Why? They should tell her Nidroi Benidra. Because he made his depend on hers. I am a Nazir, how about you? Means, I'm a Nazir if you agree to become a Nazir also. Now, if that's the case, that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he can be made for hers, and it doesn't affect his. If he means to say, mine depends on you, so then he can't be made for her. Again, the husband says he's a Nazir, and you. And she says, Amen. They're both Nazirim. If she doesn't say Amen, they're both not Nazirim. What do you mean? He said, I'm a Nazir. The answer is by saying Va'at, he's making a condition. I am a Nazir if you are a Nazir. Which automatically means he can't be made for hers. Because by being made for hers, he's made for his. Because they're conditioned one on the other. Yes, doctor.
There seems to be a possible problem in the word order. I don't know Hebrew or Aramaic well enough. But is there a difference in the language between I am a Nazir and you, or I and you are another, both of which will require her affirmation.
He can't say I and you. He has no right to make her another.
That's it. It will require affirmation or denial.
Anyway, the Gemara doesn't seem to make a difference. Zuck the Gemara.
This is very puzzling. Okay.
Zuck the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Tani made for Shlosh like Chaim. Change the gears to the Brisa. The Brisa can't be what it says. Doesn't make any sense. Zuck to Rosh. We're a mini Iranian Azira Va'at Amra Amen Shneim Asurim. Imlav Shloy Amra Amen Shneim Mutarim. Shloy Ratzali Es Nazim Laitia Gamin Azira. He didn't want to be a Nazir if she's not an Azira. Amr of Yehuda Tani Rebeisha made for Shloy Shloy Kayim. Because that's Zinim Asnissim. The Avagav to say for Mashma Shatali Nidra Benidra. Even though the end seems to say that he did make it depend. Imlav Amra Amen Shneim Mutarim. That you can say what the Brisa means is, he's only accepting it if she accepts it. But not that it only lasts if hers lasts. If you accept it, my acceptance is an acceptance. But then, I'll cancel yours. If she accepts it, he doesn't accept it, she's not an Uzzer. He didn't say my Naziris lasts as long as yours lasts. He said, if you become a Nazir, he'll become a Nazir. Right? She became a Nazir. So he's a Nazir. Now he can cancel hers. Right? We understood the bride said to Matt if he can't be made for hers because the whole Naziris depends. Maybe not. He can be made for hers, his stays, because she wasn't a zero at the time, and therefore he said, I'll accept it if you accept it. She accepted it. What he does afterwards with hers has nothing bearing on the fact that she accepted it. Abaya Amar had different teretz. It depends on his tone of voice. What if he said, Hareini Nazir Va'at? And what if he said, Hareini Nazir Va'at? How do he, if you word it, if he questioned, are you also going to be a Nazir? So then, he's not Taila his and hers. If he's saying a statement, I am a Nazir and you, that's being Taila. It depends on the tone of voice. Right? Can't work in a telegram. Because you don't hear the tone of voice. It can only work when you hear the guy speak. So the Mishnah is talking about the guy said, I am a Nazir and you? So therefore, her answer has nothing to do with his. Whereas in the Bryce is talking about, he said, I'm an Uzzer, and you. So he's saying he wants to be Tyler one or the other. Zuck to Rosh. I feel the time because he's Tony Bryce. Masnitsin, he goes to Amala, Hareini Nazir the At Mai. Right, the Gemara adds the word Mai. Mitmiya. Klemiderek Shaila Shalala. The At, Mabadaitach, what do you think? We'll let you tell a Nidra ben Nidra. So let's read the Gemara inside. I feel the time because it's Tani Brisa. And the Gamala Arani Nazir Va'at said as a statement, the Tali Nidra ben Nidra. Then it's interdependent. Now, you don't have to have the word my, because you can just add question mark. Shemachim Avrishalash like I am. Okay. Mishnah Vaiter. Dr. Mishnah Vaiter. We had this Mishnah quoted before. Ha'isha Shahayat Nidra ben Nazir. She was drinking wine and being metamel amesim. She's a Nazira. She violates the Naziris. Right? If your whole Megas guy is, even if he's made for it, she still gets Malkus. Because she was a Nazira. He only cuts it from now and on.
She gets Malkus for the wine or for the Tumbo?
Both. Either one.
Different
set? Different set. It's either or. It's Shaisa B'yayin or metamel amesim. Yeah, and then she gets two malchus. If she takes a haircut, she gets a third. What if the husband canceled and she didn't know Shavuot Labayla? She doesn't get malchus. Because even though she meant to do an Avera, but she didn't. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Emenis Avegas Esarboim, Tizbik Malchus Martis. He says, I agree, but I think she deserves rabbinic malchus. I mean, she's not a nice woman. She wanted to violate the Torah. So therefore, now there's a question of Yehuda arguing or adding? Machlokes Rishchet. Dr. Rush. The Yehuda Aimer, Matthias Enes of Fagus Avoim, Shekwar Havan Israel, he canceled it. Enes, Yehuda Aimer Enes of Fagus Avoim in Atayra, Tisrik Makas Midras Midrabonim. For Shekibna Lava Divi Taira. She wanted to transgress the Taira. The Sefta of the Makas, that explains what is Makas Mardis. Tanya. Makas is Mem in Atayra, means 39. We always call it Malkas Harboim. But Makas Mardis ain't a king. There is no number for Makas Mardis. A Makan Isai, Achatayse Navshai. We can hit him till we kill him. Or, now, this is an addition that most people don't have in their rush. Ay, she kabal olav. Or, he accepts not to do it again. Makas Mardis is as long as it takes to get the message across. But Nira, in the end, nobody has this. I mean, those who don't have the Isai don't have it. The Hainu Davkin Shreiman by Asay Mitzvah Vein Isa. This acceptance is in a positive. They told him, build the sukkah, go sit in the sukkah. I refuse. Sit in the sukkah. I refuse. Well, they start hitting him. And he hit them till he says he's going to sit in the sukkah. The Makan Isai said, Kabbalah of my site, Shetay Tanavsha. I have a Hachash Amrakvar. We wouldn't give him a. She already did it. There's no way for her to undo what she did. So we give her a Makas Mardis, not more than 39. So the Rush is saying, even though the Brisa says over there, you can hit a person limitless by Makas Mardis, that's in a positive. You want him to get to do something. So when he agrees to do it, you can stop. If he doesn't agree to do it, keep on going. But by when she did an Avera already, so what's the point to stop? You stop after 39. If she doesn't, I guess she can do tshuva beforehand. That's the Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. Isha Feiram Vashem Yisachla. Her husband, Isha, means her husband. Feiram canceled it. Vashem Yisachla. But Me'a Kosem Adabir. The Bach adds those three words. Be'isha Shehavala Ba'ilim Hila Yadam. The husband canceled it and she didn't know. A Kosem Adabir. She Tzricha Kaparo Slicha. She needs Kaparo Slicha. Frank the Achrayin of Yin Yaakov. What happened to Machshav Aroi Nakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar V'lo Maisa? The bottom line is she had a bad desire. She didn't do anything wrong. We have a rule that a guy has a bad desire, doesn't get punished for it. So why are we punishing it? Why are we saying she needs Kapara and Slicha? Zakti and Yaakov, that's only if no action followed it. Here there was a Machshav with an action. It happens to me that the action she did ended up not being an Avera. But she didn't stop with her Machshava. She carried out her Machshava. It just happened to me. She was lacking the idea that it was a worthless act. Therefore, he says, the regular halacha of Machshava Ra doesn't apply over here. So I think about it. Shrei Magia, Rav Kiva, it's a pasuk Zaya Paicha. When Rav Kiva came to this pasuk, he cried. Ma mishin eschavim la'as b'yod de'basuk hazer. Madach, a person who wants to eat pig. B'olam b'yod de'basuk tla'ab. And by mistake, he ate kosher. Talking kapara slicha, because that's exactly what happened here. The woman wanted to violate her naziris, but she didn't. How much more kapara slicha does a person need if he actually did the avera? Now, I saw an interesting chat. Very unlike me to speak these out, but I enjoy speaking these out, even though I don't know Kabbalah. That one of the mefarshim say the following chat. Why did Rabbi Akiva cry? Like, why did he cry about this? Again, I will offer what I saw. The Mekubalim say that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Shimon, Shevet Shimon. Shevet Shimon pushed Yosef into the bar. The Medrash said he was the one that actually put Yosef into the bar. That's why later on, when Yosef had to take one Shevet away, he took Shimon away. He pushed it. His intention was to hurt Yosef. In actuality, the Rebbeinu said that action was very good because we needed Yosef and Mitzrayim. So Rebbe Akiva had done in his previous Gilgul something b'machshava, but not b'maisa. And then he learned this Gemara, and he found out that machshava has a maisa with it, even though the maisa ended up being okay, is a negative. So he cried. He said, uh-oh, I have something to take care of the previous Gilgul. Again, this is not my style. I saw it in the Masifta brings it down, which is unusual. They bring it down. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva cried when he got to this Gemara, because here he is. He has his Gilgul. He always consoled himself that the bottom line is I didn't do anything wrong. I did a Kim Chashava L'Taiba. I intended bad, but I didn't do it bad. But now he sees that this woman intended bad and didn't do bad. She needs a kapara. So and it doesn't fit well with the pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara said he made a kavachomer. Masma that a kavachomer had to do with his crying. According to this, the kavachomer was an addition. He cried because he saw the fact. Again, just speaking it out, I thought it was cute. I liked it, so I speak it out. Yes? See, we don't know Chumash. I should speak for myself. But if you learn Chumash, you will see that this passage is the third one that says that her husband was made for in Hashem Yisachla. It says it once by the father. It says it once by Nara Marasa. And now it says it by a married woman. Why are we going to the third passage? What was wrong with the first two psukim? Why is this drasha more by the husband than it is by the father? Why is it more by the husband than it is by the Nara Marasa? That's by his daughter and a father. And it ends, Hashem Yisrachla. The Nukit Haikram Basra picks the last of the three psukim. They all say the same thing. Why did the Torah write it three times? The Hanuk Yimuk Roy, the Maizi Bishmaitzin, Avalu Chichusa, the Tarchian. Like the Gemara later on is going to say why we need three psukim for something. And here the Gemara doesn't seem to bother us why we have three psukim saying the same thing. Dr. Rush, Tarchian, and then he gives an answer. The high cry deeper leila suyai. This is a better pasuk to bring. Let me explain. A daughter has an independent mind of her own. Anybody who raised daughters knows that, right? She doesn't necessarily expect her father to be made for nidarim. I'm a growing girl. I can do my own thing. And Naira Marasa also thinks she's in a stage where she can do her own thing, because you need two people to be made for it for her. A wife knows that she is ishtai kegufay, and that the husband's probably going to be made for. And therefore, when she did the Avera, you can't say that in the back of her mind she didn't realize that maybe she's no longer in the Zira. Because she's ishtai kegufay, she knows her husband like a book. And she knows that her husband's not going to let her. And still she needs a kapara. That's why the Gemara did this. It's a bigger chiddush here. A daughter doesn't know her father was made for. And Naira Marasa doesn't know that the two of them got together. But the woman probably knows, has a good thing in her mind, so maybe she didn't mean so bad. She did it, not thinking, not trying to find out the truth, but maybe in the back of her mind was that thing. Still she needs a kapara. Dr. Rush. I'm a bita le barla kula hai shabiyah hafarla. The daughter is not so sure. Kram mitziyah nami ayva naira marasa. Shabiyah baylam afir nidirab. Le barla kula hai. Not so clear to her. That's why you need these two psukim. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And again, I will repeat the summer schedule. Emir Tisham, I am here through next Wednesday, Siyata Dishmaya, on Thursday and Friday, so we can take it all the way up to Rish Chedesh. Rabbi Marcus will be giving share.